that secretary will be an African.
Yes.
Okay. I said, what about the Spencer City people would have the people from out of the country?
Oh, they call them, Sticks. They call it Sticks, they call it, but I've got the name. Name is Hicks, that's the word. Hicks, Sticks, yeah.
Anything else that you're using?
Country bumpkins. Not used too much around here, but it would be used if you were another part of the country.
What about the term redneck now? Is it used much?
That's a good term. Redneck to me implies a southerner, usually a farmer, a person who doesn't like blacks. He may be a member of the Klan or something like that. To me, that's a redneck.
What about the word cracker now?
That's a good word. I'm a cracker. I'm a Florida cracker.
What would that mean exactly?
A native person who was born and raised around the area.
Is the word Hoosier ever used around here?
No. Hoosier is a person usually from the hills or from the mountains or whatever. It's a Hoosier.
He'll do the same thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's see.
We call them country now. Country.
What about somebody who comes from the city, say, out of the country? Is there any things?
Yeah, city slicker. That's the main one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll ask you now some more expressions. Say, it's not quite midnight. And somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight, but it's...
It's just about midnight. It's 11:30.
Mm-hmm. And say you were walking on some ice, you might say, well, I managed to keep my balance, but I
fell.
Mm-hmm. Or we didn't fall, but...
I almost fell.
Somebody is waiting on you to go somewhere. You might come to the door and knock and say, well, I'm not quite ready. I'll be with you
in a moment.
And if you know you're on the right road, say you're on the Pensacola, you know you're on the right road, but you don't know the distance, you might stop at the service station and ask somebody what house.
How far is it to Panama City, Pensacola?
Say you were pointing out something to me that will get my attention. You might say, what?
Look.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. If you want to know how many times somebody does something, you ask them how.
How often?
Mm-hmm. And say a friend says that he's not going to vote for so and so, and you agree with him. What do you say?
That's the question you asked me yesterday. I plan to vote for the other man.
Mm-hmm. And
I say I cannot support you. He'll wonder why then.
Ask you some names, get you to say the next part of the body. This here would be my...
Okay, your forehead.
And this would be my...
Crown?
Yeah, or this stuff, my...
Hair.
About a full growth here I would have.
You have a beard.
And this is my...
Ear.
Which one is my...
Left ear.
And this is my...
Right ear.
And this is my...
Your mustache? Mouth?
Mm-hmm. And these are my...
Teeth?
Yeah, or one...
Tooth?
Mm-hmm. And this is the teeth are attached to my...
Gums. Mm-hmm. And your jawbone.
Yeah. What do you call this thing here?
Adam's apple.
Any other names you ever heard of that?
Yes. I've heard it called a voice box.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some foreign words in it too. Mm-hmm. I won't use those.
Have you ever heard the term Google for that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would that just mean something as Adam's apple?
Yes. Mm-hmm. In Spanish it's called garganta. Mm-hmm.
And you might say, this shirt's too tight in the...
In the neck.
Mm-hmm. This is the one of your hand.
Palm.
Mm-hmm. And I have two...
Fists.
Oh, one.
Fist.